Stephen Portnoy joins us on the Trocare College Live Line as we're looking at some of the latest polling numbers between Trump and Harris. And Stephen, still remains a razor-thin margin.
Our ABC News Ipsos poll this morning has it statistically tied 3 weeks to go. Harris is ahead of Trump among likely voters nationally by 2 points. That is the poll's margin of error. And inside the battleground states, it's tied at 49% apiece. There's a large gender gap here, perhaps unsurprising. Women favor Harris by 9 points, men favor Trump by 8. And looking deeper inside the demographics of our ABC News Ipsos survey, black men, a major focus of the Harris campaign this week, 18% of that group, African-American men, now favor Donald Trump. That's about the same level we saw in our polling 4 years ago. 76% of black men favor Harris. On the issues, voters trust Trump more than Harris to handle the economy. And among those who say the economy is getting worse, and most do, 3/4 of them say they prefer Trump. There's another statistical significant finding in our poll when it comes to an issue that weighs in Trump's favor, and that's immigration. A majority in our survey, 56%, say that all immigrants in the country illegally should be deported. 56% is a 20 percentage point jump on that question in our polling when we asked 8 years ago in the 2016 race. Voters like some of the proposals that Kamala Harris has brought to the table, such as a $6,000 per child tax credit, a $25,000 grant to first-time homebuyers, even limits on grocery profits. When we put that question to voters, it scored majority favorability in every case. Voters also like some of Trump's proposals, like an end to taxes on Social Security benefits and a tariff on imports. However, they disagree with Trump on the idea of reducing the corporate income tax.
Stephen, what seems to be the biggest thing to me is whether these folks who answer this way are going to turn out come Election Day. Is this going to be a voter turnout-based result in the election?
Unquestionably. When you have survey data that indicates it's essentially a tied race, not just nationally, but most importantly in the battleground states, every single vote will count. Every single vote will matter, and that's why in the swing states, these candidates are really pressing the flesh. I mean, as it happens today, both Harris and Trump will be in Pennsylvania. This is the 10th time, by our count, that Kamala Harris has gone to Pennsylvania since she became the nominee, and similarly, Donald Trump is making frequent repeat appearances. Today, he has a town hall in the suburbs of Philadelphia.
Stephen, thank you. Stephen Portnoy joining us live this morning.